We turn now to an area of the world where there is little prospect of unity anytime soon, Darfur, Sudan. The Bush administration faces a dilemma when it comes to resolving the crisis there. The U.S. and Britain led efforts to get a U.N. Security Council resolution authorizing a large peacekeeping force for Darfur. The U.N. would take over from the African Union, which hasn't been able to protect millions of civilians caught up in fighting. Sudan has rejected the idea of a U.N. force and is launching its own offensive in Darfur, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As Sudan masses troops in its western region of Darfur, it is giving the African Union a stark choice: accept aid from the Sudanese government and the Arab League, not the U.N., or leave. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan warned Sudan yesterday that it will bear responsibility for the increasingly dire humanitarian situation.
The international community has been feeding and helping about 3 million people in camps and elsewhere. And if we have to leave because of lack of security, lack of access to the people, then what happens? The government will have to assume responsibility for doing this. And if it doesn't succeed, it will have lots of questions to answer to the rest of the world.
UN and U.S. officials are also facing a lot of questions about their ability to stop what the Bush administration has called genocide. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, Jindai Frazier, recently went to Sudan to urge the government to accept a U.N. peacekeeping force. Though she returned empty-handed, she says she's pressing ahead.
We're going to keep pressing on the diplomatic front to isolate the government, bring the pressure to bear so that they can take a reasonable course to ending this crisis.
State Department officials point out that the U.N. Security Council resolution passed last week invites Sudan's consent to a U.N. force, but doesn't require it. Still, Frazier and others acknowledge that U.N. troops won't fight their way into Darfur, so the international community is in a bind. Alex DeWall, who co-authored the book Darfur, A Short History of a Long War, fears that Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, will outmaneuver the U.N.
What President Bashir has done is essentially to call the bluff of the UN Security Council and indeed the United States by saying you can make whatever threats you like about imposing a United Nations force on us. We're simply going to say no and see what you can do about it.
DeWall, who advised the African Union during the Darfur peace talks this year, says Sudan is clearly violating that deal by sending more troops to Darfur, but he says the international community has few options to respond.
The option of escalating the rhetoric of making more threats simply isn't going to work at this stage because Bashir has seen through those threats. The threats of sanctions also are a bit hollow. The Sudan government has lived for more than 15 years with a whole raft of sanctions imposed against it, and it has managed to survive.
Resolving the crisis in Darfur has been a major challenge and source of concern for the UN's Deputy Secretary General Mark Malik Brown, a veteran diplomat who deals with the world's many hotspots.
Darfur is the one which keeps me awake most at night because I feel so frustrated at the inability of the international community to back up its words with real deeds in terms of, you know, getting a new security in place for the victims there.
He says international pleas to Sudan to accept UN troops have fallen on deaf ears as the security situation in Darfur deteriorates. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.